You already know what it is.
You in a mix with Radical Jack. Radical Jack's Views. We here, baby. We doing it big today. Y'all hear the music. Y'all hear that beat. We talking about friendship, man. We talking about friendship and what it is, how it should be. We also going to touch a little bit at that Xbox, PlayStation, Tale of the Tape. But, you know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what? Let me just say this. Before we start, let me just say this. The iPhone 12 came out, and Apple no longer includes a charger, and that is BS, and I don't like it. I just thought you guys should know that, man. I don't like it. We also got a guest coming in today. His name is Digga Jones. Catch him on Digga and Two Guns News and Views. That's on all streaming sites. Hey. 10 toes, we was out in that road. Gotta respect Hov. Looking for love in wrong places, we were posed to a stove, yeah. Share shoes, share clothes, that's how deep the shit goes, yeah. Every week you got bros, yeah. All of y'all fit close, yeah. If you're watching the recording right now, you wonder why I'm looking this way. I got two screens, so I'm over there reading, coming back, coming back, you know what I'm saying? But meals, they're better than rappers and they don't even have bills, that real. So, anywho, welcome back to Radical Jack's Views. I am your host, the most Radical Jack, a.k.a. Nemo Host, a.k.a. Talk Shit or Die Trying, a.k.a. Major Pound Game. Let that resonate. Anyway, so today, like I was saying, we're talking about friends. How many of us have them? You know what I'm saying? That's the title. It's also a song. But yeah, man. So before we get into that, I'm also going to discuss that PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the PlayStation, man. Because, well, I mean Xbox too. But we're talking about both because they matter. So yeah, let's get into it. Actually got into a debate the other day with my friend Chris. Well, Swan, Chris. I don't know. I've known him as Chris his whole life, and then, like, he went to California and became a new person. So now he goes by Swan. I guess it's like the Ugly Duckling story. I don't know. Those are jokes. Don't take them serious. But, yeah, man. So we're going to break down controllers. We're going to go over the system. We're going to go over the user interface. You know what I'm saying, games. And then we're going to come to a conclusion as to which one you should actually get. What do you want? Are you a PlayStation guy? Are you not? Are you a Sony guy? You know, all that good stuff, man. So, yeah, first things first, PlayStation, Xbox, which one are you? I am clearly an Xbox guy, all right? I have no choice. I actually started out just like everybody else. Actually, I didn't. I'm a real gamer. I'm old enough to be one of those. I actually started off with Nintendo, like most people in their late 20s, early 30s, and beyond. You know, we started off with Nintendo. We were doing the damn thing. Then PlayStation came out. PlayStation versus Nintendo 64. Ooh, who's the best? Blah, blah, blah. And then after that, you know, Dreamcast came out, right? And then we were like, oh, bet. You know, Dreamcast. All right. This is just a little game of history, just in case. So yeah, we started out like that. Move up PS2, 360. Well, actually PS2, regular Xbox, and 360, and you know GameCube, whatever. Nobody cares about GameCube. And then yeah, so that happened. PS3, 360. My bad. So yeah, PS4, PS5 is now out. Xbox One, Xbox Series X. I personally don't like that. I think they should have stuck with Scarlet. That was a pretty dope name, personally. But hey, whatever. You know, things will happen. So that was just me. You know, I'm being fair with both systems. I am an Xbox guy, but keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know, deviate from the truth. I'm not going to sit up here and, well, you know, no. So let's get it in, man. So actually, we're going to start off with the controllers. Why? Because it's just so simple, right? So the Xbox controller still requires batteries, which, you know, it can easily be fixed with the recharging pack. It has the impulse triggers that have been added now, so they actually vibrate separately from the controller when you're playing a game. I think that's actually pretty dope. They still have the headphone jack, and the Xbox has a dynamic latency input, according to Microsoft. So for you guys that do cross-platform gaming for Call of Duty and Fortnite, apparently Xbox people will have an advantage over you because there's no latency in the controller press, apparently, right? Now, the PS5 controller, I can't lie, I think this controller is actually pretty dope. It still has a touchpad. It has adaptive triggers that they adapt to the pressure. So when you shoot different guns, you know, they actually go with the different guns. So if you shoot a shotgun, you get a little bit more pressure, et cetera, right? That's pretty dope. Still got the headphone jack, share buttons, rechargeable battery, which a lot of people always talk about, you know, Xbox doesn't have. It steps it up, though, because, I mean, they already had this on the PS4, but it's still something to mention that they have a built-in mic and a speaker on your controller on a PS5. So if you don't have a headset, you can talk to people through your controller and just listen to them through your TV. So, you know, just for people that don't want a headset or can't afford one, I mean, that's actually really dope. Also, what they have now is this new advanced haptic engine, which allows you to feel the different terrains on the game. Now, I'm not too sure how that's actually going to work, but you can feel the terrain. So if it's ice, mud, grass, etc., like they have an adaptive feature on the controller so you know. That's pretty dope. Now, one thing I will say, though, is the PlayStation changed their form factor, so now their controller is a little fatter, like the Xbox, which is great because those little skinny controllers that they had, trash. So, yeah, moving forward, now the systems. Both systems actually have the same exact CPU and GPU. So, with that being said, technically when we say which one's better, or, you know, like, which, yeah, like, honestly, which one's better, they have the same exact 8-core AMD Zen 2 CPU and the same exact AMD RDNA 2 GPU. All right, so they have the same processor and the same graphic unit. Now, the Xbox can boost 3.8 gigahertz, while the PS5 only boosts 3.5. Another thing, the Xbox is consistent at 3.8, and the PlayStation fluctuates depending on the temperatures around it. You got it closer to a wall, you might be at like a 2.4. Some people may or may not like that. Some people think it might be like safe or whatever. I don't know. But Xbox alone has the better performing CPU. Now, we're not going to compare the Series S because it's so I made a post on Facebook about how trash the Series S is, which, I mean, it really is compared to the X, but it's an affordable version, so you can pay $300 and you still get the new games and all that kind of stuff. You're just not going to be performing at the peak, which honestly a lot of us don't need to because you probably don't have the TV that can support it anyway. So, you know, being honest there, you don't want to do that anyway. But yeah, anyway, so we're going to stick with the main one, PS5, with the disc and Xbox Series X. I will say, though, the PS5, the digital version, is the same exact system, just doesn't have a disc. Anyway, so Xbox has a better performing CPU. The GPUs run different, as the Xbox has a 52 CU at 1.8 gigahertz, and the PS5 has a 36 CU at 2.2 gigahertz. And the Xbox has 12 teraflops, and the PS5 has 10, which shows how many numbers a processor can solve per second. What teraflops are basically the computing power. Both have 16 gigabytes of RAM. The PlayStation uses 448 gigabytes per second versus the Xbox using 560. But the Xbox only uses 560 for the first 10 gigs. After that, it slows down to 336. I don't really think that's a big deal. PlayStation has 825 gigabytes of memory associated with it when you first get it before adding attachments, and they go up to 5.5 gigs per second. Xbox has a terabyte at 2.4 gigs. Take it how you want it. You know, PlayStation wins that one. Now, PlayStation has faster load speeds by the numbers, but we also need cross-platform games to actually see, like, the real big difference. So until these things have been out for a little bit, we really can't do that. Both can be upgraded with storage. Microsoft sells a 1 terabyte upgrade. But with Sony, you can actually go out and buy any RAM, you know, same RAM that you would put inside of a computer, you can actually put on your PlayStation, as long as it fits the 5 gigabyte speed. So that's pretty dope. WD also made their own sticks. As far as the cooling system goes on both, Xbox uses a vapor chamber and a heatsink. PlayStation uses a fan and a heatsink only. Now, the user interface, the Xbox has always had the superior interface to me. That is an opinion. I cannot say that's a fact. But to me, I always thought the user interface on the Xbox was a lot better. It's kind of like comparing Android and iPhone. iPhone's interface is so much more simple and just easier to navigate through, whereas Samsung would be, to me, like the PlayStation, where, you know, you can do a lot, but it's just so much stuff in there. It's kind of clunky. PlayStation actually upgraded their interface to be more user-friendly, and they have adapted the grid style that the Xbox actually uses. Xbox runs at 1080p, while PlayStation goes all the way up to 8K with their interface. The quick resume that Xbox uses takes a lot of RAM, so that might be why they don't use the 8K UI, but, you know, we'll see. There's no actual answer. I mean, there might be an answer out there. I just didn't find it. So if you guys have that, you know, comment, shoot me a link, you know, whatever. Moving forward, Xbox Live versus PlayStation Network. So Xbox wins this one pretty aggressive. Game Pass allows you to access over 100-plus games. It also allows you to download and play them on your smartphone with your Xbox controller, so you can play mobile. That's pretty dope. PlayStation Now only allows you to stream games. Also, most of the new games are going to be available on PlayStation Now. And, I mean, honestly, like, you can't even download the game. So if you're not connected to the internet, you can't even play them. But PlayStation needs to update that. It's ridiculous. So Game Pass is superior by all means. Now, there's, like, little tidbits that I can go into about the systems themselves, about the ports and port speeds, but I'm not doing that because, honestly, like, who cares? I know you guys really don't. I will say that Xbox dropped off the HDMI out that goes to the is it out or in? Oh, in. HDMI in. So I used to play my Fire Stick through my Xbox. But Xbox actually took that feature away, so now you have to plug your Fire Stick back into the TV. So you can't do, like, live streaming from TV and all that kind of stuff, which I thought was a pretty dope thing that the Xbox did, but they took it away. So that's gay to me. But hey, whatever. As far as games go, Xbox has full backwards capabilities all the way back to the original Xbox. PlayStation is only going back to the PS3, and the PS5 really only plays games from PlayStation 4. I don't know about the downloading. You might be able to, but, you know, PlayStation's always failed at that backwards compatibility stuff. But they always win with the exclusives, you know. Exclusive-wise, Xbox and PlayStation, they're actually going to be sharing a lot of games now, but the exclusives that matter as far as Spider-Man, God of War, Halo, Fable, PlayStation has one more, Horizon. And then Xbox is also coming out with Flight Simulator. I mean, I don't see anybody going crazy over that, but, you know, Xbox, you know, we have Gears, Halo, it's cool, whatever, but PlayStation, you know, they had The Last of Us and stuff like that, so it's kind of hard to compare that aspect of it. PlayStation's winning, but they had the backwards capabilities have to get better. So, with that being said, who's better? I actually think that neither system is honestly better. It's really up to preference. Both are capable of running at 4K 120 all the way up to 8K 60. Really just depends on your computer or TV, whatever you choose to use. Not computer, but monitor. Whatever you choose to use, that's really where it's at. The Xbox is more powerful, but the PlayStation has better exclusives, better features on the controller, more memory access. Like I said, the Series S versus the PS5 digital is like literally a no-brainer. We step up online with Xbox. Xbox Online is always going to be, well, I can't say always. PlayStation might change that. But as far as it's been in the past and up to now, Xbox is so much superior online. Microsoft also allows more cross-platform competition. You know, with Xbox, you're going to get PC people and Xbox, and a lot of people always feel like the PC gamers are harder to play against, etc. Whereas PlayStation, you only have to play against PlayStation people. So there's that. So yeah, you know, that was my take on the Xbox Series X versus the PlayStation 5. Yeah, guys. So, you know, take with that what you want. You know, I'm back again, man. I had to come back and let you guys know, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, but I need you guys to do me a favor real quick. Before we get back to the podcast, I need you guys to go right ahead, and I need y'all to subscribe. I need y'all to share this. I need y'all to go crazy, man. Send this to somebody. I don't care if you send it to one person. Send a text message. Hey, check this out, man. Make sure you guys are following me on Radical Jack Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, too, at Jack Just Tweet. But now we're going to go ahead and shift it over to our main topic, which is friends. Friends.
How many of us have them? Do you have a real friend? Can you talk to them? Can you really go in depth with them? Do you trust them with your secrets?
The dictionary defines friend as a person whom one knows, with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual or family relations. All right, typically. Friendship is a relationship of mutual affection between people. It's a stronger form of an interpersonal bond than an association. It has been studied. Whoa. We getting phone calls during the pod? Okay. Hold on real quick. Hold on. You're getting a phone call. What's up, Nick?
What's up?
I'm doing a podcast, bro.
Oh, sorry, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt the podcast. You know. My fault, man.
Oh, no, you're good.
I was hoping LaDonna would pick up, but she didn't pick up because I didn't know what she posted yesterday. I couldn't even watch it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about the video she sent in the chat? Yeah, I didn't see it, but whatever.
Yeah, I clicked on it and just kept on telling me I couldn't play it or some weird shit. So
yeah, I wasn't worried about it. But yeah, man, I'll hit you back when I'm done.
All right, bet.
So yeah. That was Nick. Shout out to Nick. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, so friendship. A relationship of mutual affection between people. It is a stronger form of interpersonal bond than an association and has been studied in academic fields such as communication, sociology, social psychology, anthropology, and philosophy. All right? There are several different stages of friendship, beginning with casual acquaintance, then meaningful relationship, and finally lasting friendship. Now, me personally, I add another piece to that, which is ending a friendship, because sometimes you got to do that too. While social media has helped us keep in touch with our casual acquaintances, meaningful relationships require something more, while lasting friendships demand still greater personal commitment, right? All right, guys, so look. So we got one, two, three. We got three areas of friendship that I think are the most important factors here. You know what I mean? So, of course, the beginning, which is casual acquaintance. All right. You probably have a lot of casual acquaintances. You meet them at parties. You go to school with them. You live in their neighborhood. You may know their names or recognize their faces, yet, you know, although you enjoy their company, none of you have invested enough of yourselves to develop meaningful relationships. So as you form a relationship with a casual acquaintance, you may size them up, see if this person's fun, positive, accepting, considerate, tolerant, respectful, or ethical. And if you share common interests and stick with it, both of you may make a commitment that takes the friendship to the next level. The next level would be a meaningful relationship, right? So this is the middle stage. In this stage, people gradually commit to a friendship by making small gestures, gauging the other's responses to these gestures. As the friendship develops, each person becomes more invested in and committed to the other and to the relationship. You know, you start building that bond. In the process of developing a meaningful relationship, people look for a friend who is trustworthy, open, honest, thoughtful, fair, giving, dependable, sincere, loyal, forgiving, sharing, supportive, and committed, and a bunch of other adjectives. In addition, they would also expect this friend to possess all the fundamental qualities found in a casual acquaintance. All right? So, when consistent behavior is exhibited over time, people become comfortable that their friend's actions are authentic, and the relationship becomes predictable. That's not a bad thing. All right? This is the start of a lasting friendship in which authenticity, communication, selflessness, personal growth, and faith thrive. All right? This is where it all starts. These are stomping grounds right here. We start laughing. We start having our little, our inside jokes. You know, you be at work and you look at somebody a certain way and they look back at you like, man, I'm thinking what you're thinking. That's that. That's when you become friends. You know what I'm saying? You're no longer an acquaintance at that point. You're starting to become friends. You're starting to go to lunch. You know, now you're starting to kick it after work. You know, stuff like that. All right. Now, the lasting friendships, right? Lasting friendships don't happen by chance. They bloom because friends care as much or more about their friend's happiness as they do their own. All right? As Waldo Emerson once said, the only way to have a friend is to be one. The qualities that lead to deeper lasting friendships are authenticity, communication, selflessness, personal growth, faith, which, you know, I just went over a bunch of other adjectives. But these five matter the most, right? So authenticity, right? You can always be yourself around your friend. There are no games. There's no need to measure your words or actions. You are accepted and appreciated for being you. If you can't be accepted for being you, then are you really friends, right? That's a big thing. Communication. Your relationship is open and honest. You always tell the truth, even if it hurts. You feel comfortable sharing your life, innermost secrets with your friend. Your friend in turn listens with caring ears. You know, they provide you feedback that you desire. You know, they're there for you, being a friend. Selflessness. Your friend wants what's best for you, period. What do y'all like that? Period. They give you, you know, they give and take. Oh, sorry. All right, so there's give and take in any healthy relationship, right? There's no need to keep score. You gain considerable pleasure by witnessing your friend's happiness and success. Now, this right here is actually the whole reason that I even made this whole podcast, all right? Selflessness, you know, wanting to see your friends be happy. But we're going to get into that later, all right? Now, personal growth. Your friend brings out the best in you and helps make you a better person. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, all right?
So look, if they don't bring the best out of you, or your friends don't constantly encourage you, or they don't talk down on you for, like, you know, staying whack, that's not really a friend. A friend is supposed to be there. Iron sharpens iron, right? So you can't be over here being a fool, and I'm over here grinding it out, and you think that we can stay on the same playing field, because that's not what it is, all right? Now, faith. Your friend has your back in good times and bad, all right? You have so much trust and confidence in the relationship that you never have reason to question your friend's motives. As someone once said, good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they're always there. Now, this goes into the, I guess the one thing that everybody could probably recognize is graduating high school, maybe going to a different college, or you went to college, I didn't, I went to the military, etc. You go far away, but it doesn't mean that you're not friends anymore. Now with social media, it's a lot harder to feel that sadness, you know, but at the end of the day, that's where you want to be, right? You want to make sure that we're friends and, you know, we're going to be here forever, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't build this lifelong thing. We've been best friends since second grade, you know, and that matters. It matters a lot. So you take these things, authenticity, communication, selflessness, personal growth, faith, right? And you build this lifelong friendship and it blossoms into this amazing thing. You know, and, you know, for some people, these are same thing. These are the same things that you can use when making a relationship. You know, me personally, I don't ever date somebody and not look for a friend while dating. I think that is just crazy. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and, we're just looking to date. And, you know, I'm not really looking for a friend out of this, because if you're not friends, then ultimately your relationship ain't going to work anyway. That's just what it is. Facts. All right. Now we've talked about that. Now let's talk about that other end. All right. Let's talk about that other end. So we've blossomed. We've met each other. We've got to the middle stage. You know, now we're hitting that lasting friendship part. You know, we're off to the races. We're trying to off into the sunset, right? But when do you end a relationship? When do you know that it's time for us to go separate ways and possibly never come back? Now, I said your friend is supposed to keep you on your ass at all times. That doesn't mean that you have to cut your friends off, all right? If your friend is a party animal and you're not, and you get married and they're still out in the club and all that kind of stuff, that doesn't mean you're not friends anymore. That just means that our weekend activities are different. We can still connect. We can still talk about growth, you know what I'm saying? Because just because you're partying all the time doesn't mean that you don't have your life together. Some people's lifestyles just work that way. Some people just have children and they just can't do that stuff anymore because they're parents now. And some people, you know, they care. Like, I don't want to be out. You know? It is what it is. It's not a bad thing. It just, that's just what happens. So there's multiple ways to look at this. But you also have to know when somebody's detrimental and when they're holding you back. You don't have to keep them around. You don't have to be forced to be somebody's friend because of history, because that's all it is history. You know, we've been friends for this long, but you know what? You're doing this and I'm doing this. You know, your friends that you hang out with are now starting to change your life. You're starting to shape yourself around these people. So it's not just partying. Now you're doing drugs, you know what I'm saying? And now the drugs got you missing work. Now you're late to work. Now you're losing your job. You know, it's little things like that where it gets detrimental. You know, your car breaks down. Now you need me to pick you up and take you to work. And, you know, like, let's go to that level. You know, we don't even have kids. You know, we're on the level of we're just both graduated school, or we didn't even graduate. We both got good ass jobs. It is what it is, right? But now you starting to slack in life, and now I gotta, whoa, hold up now. I'm constantly picking you up, you know, or you're constantly asking me for money. Now, once again, this is for everybody, you know. Everybody's breaking point is something totally different. Some people can deal with this for 10 years. Some people can deal with it for 6 months. You know, it's all up to you. But let's talk about that ending. Let's talk about ending our friendships. All right? Now, I can't remember the doctor's name. Sorry. But there's 9 key things that allow you to see if your friendship is worth ending. Now, these aren't determining factors, and these aren't things that are just like, if this is happening, cut it off. You know, these are things that you can also address. Because if you're a real friend, obviously you can have those real conversations. Let them know, hey, you know, it's not working out. We need to do something. So, number one, the friendship is consistently one-sided. Any type of relationship should be two-way street, right? Whether it's platonic, familial, romantic, any relationship, it should be two-sided. Everybody should be able to get both ways out, right? But if you find that a certain friendship is consistently one-sided, it may be time to say goodbye. If you're pouring energy into someone who isn't giving you the same treatment, it's not a mutual friendship. Number two, they betray your trust. I don't really have to go into this one, trust. It's a big part of any kind of relationship, and once it's gone, it's hard to recover. You don't trust them, you probably don't call them your friend. Three, they don't keep your secrets, all right? Now, there's a saying that secrets don't make friends, but they do, because when you have friends and you tell them your secrets, you expect them to hold those things, right? But many things you talk about won't be especially private, all right? It's probably fine for your friend to share those things with other friends, but when you make it clear that you don't want a specific thing shared, a decent friend's going to honor that. And if they don't, if you know that, hey, man, you know, I had to borrow $150, my lights was off, you know, and I tell my friend that, next thing you know, three other people are, hey, man, I heard your light. That's probably not your friend if they over there blasting your business like that, especially something like that. You know, that's embarrassing. Number four, they are overly negative and pessimistic, right? So although everyone has good times and bad times, if your friend tends to be more pessimistic than optimistic, it may be a sign to end the friendship, all right? If you have a friend who is consistently negative without making any effort to change, it's probably time to make some distance. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you do is, I wouldn't do that, or why? You know, they're just never happy for you. It's always some kind of negative connotation at the end of it. Like, bro, really? You got a promotion. They ask you, oh, are you sure you can handle that? What? That's probably not a friend. Five, you have little or nothing to talk about. Now, this one could be kind of, you know, it depends, right? Because everybody's not a talker. So sometimes friends drift apart, whether you have less in common or life circumstances have changed. If you have little or nothing to talk about anymore, it may be a sign your friendship as you knew it has come to an end, all right? And it just is what it is, you know? But that one's really, for me, that one's kind of like, eh. You know, some people really just aren't talkers. They create or attract drama. If your friend constantly has drama happening in their world, it may negatively affect your friendship with them. These types of friends can seem exciting for a little while with things happening all the time, but it becomes clear that chaos follows this person. You may notice relationships in their life seem to be unhealthy or chaotic as well. You don't want to be around that, all right? Their stuff is always crazy. It's never calm. They don't ever have no places of peace, you know. After a while, you got to start to wonder, I think it's you. You know, every relationship is bad. Every opportunity is sour. You know, they're always hitting that dead end. Might be you as a person. Seven, they are passive aggressive when you say no. So there's going to be times when you have to say no to a friend, whether it's regarding weekend plans or doing them a favor. And it may not be easy. It's important to see how they react when you have to say no, all right? Sometimes life happens and you need time to yourself, and that's okay. If your friend gets salty about you taking time to yourself, that's not a healthy dynamic, you know? Especially nowadays with the whole mental health being on the forefront and people really caring, you know, if you can tell your friend, hey, you know what, today's not the day, I'm just going to kick it, and they are always mad at you. Oh, you never show up, or you don't mess with me, blah, blah, blah. You freak, you a fraud. You know, like, that's wild. They'll never, all right, you got it. I get it. Not today. If every single time they complain, nah, you don't want to be around them. All right. Number eight, they dismiss it when you raise a concern. No friendship is perfect, and you and your friend should be able to voice your concerns when one of you feels hurt or needs to address a problem. However, if you can't, there may be a problem within the friendship. An immature friend may say you're wrong or overreacting. They may immediately turn the problem back on you and not own any part of it. That, to me, is definitely a sign that we don't need to be friends. If I bring up something that's bothering me and you never can identify with it, or you don't ever see the problem, or you just, oh, that's you, you're being soft, you're being sensitive. Everything is not somebody being sensitive. Some stuff, you're just an asshole and you need to figure it out. Nine, They make you feel worse and not better. I don't even think this one really needs a definition, but when you're with a friend, hopefully they make you feel better, not worse. If it's the latter, maybe it's time to cut ties, right? You never want to go to somebody that's going to make you feel less than. That's, why do you even have those kind of people in your life? You know, you got to cut that negativity off. Now, this brings me to a thing that we used to say in church, you know, even not even just friendships, but in life in general. Everything happens for a reason, and everything's going to be in your life for a certain season, right? There's a reason and a season for everything. Everybody is not a lifelong friend. Every situation is not lifelong. You have a reason for it. Maybe it's to build you up. Maybe it's to show you something. Maybe it's to break you down. And it's going to happen for a certain season of your life, and then you're going to learn from that, and you're going to turn around, and that season's going to be over, and now it's time to move on to something new, whether it be relationships, friendships, jobs, cars, animals. You know, you gotta determine, why is this person here? You know, what is the reason that this person came into my life? If somebody cheated on you, you're in a bad relationship, why? What is the reason that you were in that relationship? Maybe it's for you to learn, all right, you know, you can't be so trusted. But it also doesn't mean that you have trust issues. It just means that, all right, like, let's add some discrepancy to our life here. Stop being such an open book. Friendship-wise, same thing. You might have been friends with somebody because they were leading you to something you didn't know of, right? Me and my friend were hanging out, boom, boom, boom. They got a job. They told me about it. I got that job. Now we're at the same job, but I'm progressing a little bit more than they are. Or they're progressing a little bit more than I am. You know, that we don't talk as much. It could be something simple like that. We just don't talk as much. Ever since we got this job, we started getting different friends. That's fine. It doesn't mean that you guys are enemies. They were there for a reason and a season. The reason was to get you to that job, and that season was that little 3 or 4 months that y'all were really rocking. You know, you might have met somebody 10 years ago. You run into them on Facebook, or you run into them at the store. You start chopping it up, and then for 6 months, it's like, man, we talk all the time. That's my bestie. That's my friend, blah, blah, blah. And then, boom, it's dead. No bad blood. You just, the communication got a little less and less and less, and it's, you know, it's not like you hate them. You know, it's just life moves on. They were there for that reason of whatever it was. You might have needed that person to get through a breakup or a traumatic experience, and God allowed those people to be in your life for 2 seconds, and once you got better and you didn't need that no more, he removed them. That's simple. So, you know, just a little razzle-dazzle for you. Now, are you a good friend? Are you? Like, look at yourself right now, listening to this. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror, think about it. Are you a good friend? Let's look at some telltale signs, all right? A true friend takes action before a request is made. She volunteers to be a designated driver on New Year's Eve. He helps himself to a beer rather than wanting to be waited on. She doesn't take the picture because she's expected to be included in the family photo. He doesn't lead the party with the crowd, but instead stays to clean up the mess. She hears what you said, but also hears what you didn't say. Ooh, I like that one. I did this earlier, right? But let's do that one again. Hold up. Here's what you said, but also here's what you didn't say. That's important, all right? Because a lot of people say a lot, but what they don't say also tells you a lot too. You can't be offended when somebody's cussing you out or cussing at a situation, because you got to hear what they're saying. Look in between the lines. But yeah. Anyway. When awakened by your call, they say, you know, so glad to hear from you. They don't get mad, you know, or throws you a celebration party even though you beat her out of the promotion. Now, that's a real one. Your friend throws you a celebration and you beat them from the promotion. That's how you know they're real. He knows it's only an argument and not the end of a friendship. She loses more sleep over your problems than over her own. Notice I'm putting certain pronouns here and there, right? Right? That's a lady thing. You females, you ladies, you love. You know, your girl told you something, and now you're obsessing over it. I don't know how she's going to get through this. You worried about it more than she is. He knows he'd give you the shirt off his back, although he never asked. Right? She gives you the bigger piece of the cake, even if it's chocolate. All right, that might have been a little sexist, but hey, it's fun, right? All right, now, being a friend involves so much more than doing a favor for someone or having an occasional chat on social media. It means more than sharing a sandwich or an occasional smile. Friends are people who share one another's dreams, open their hearts, and complete one another's life. As Muhammad Ali once said, friendship is not something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything. All right. So, I said this because at the root of this all, right? I was debating on whether I wanted to cut somebody out of my life. And I'm not going to name who that person is, but we've been friends for a very, very long time, right? But it always seems like the pessimistic stuff is just there, man. It's like, dude, can you ever be happy for anybody else but yourself? You know, and I just feel like when you're constantly looking for praise and you can't praise anybody else, or you're always trying to point out somebody else's faults to make yourself bigger, that's not a friend. And you know what? And some people are really built like that. You know, some people don't, they're not doing it on purpose. They don't even know that they're doing it. And for me, like, that might be where my issue is. See, I haven't actually talked about it. I was just going to cut it off and just be like, you know what, whatever, right? But I've reevaluated and thought about it, and I'm like, okay, maybe we'll check it out and see. But either way, everybody deserves good friends, but you also have to be a good one yourself. You cannot expect somebody to be this great human to you, you're constantly being a butthole. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, let's listen to some music.
This here is a record I wrote about friendship.
Yes, this is Will Smith.
The kind that X and Jalil was talking about when they wrote Friends. How many of us have them? I'm talking about
friends.
Ones we can depend on. I'm talking about a friend to the end. If I lose or I win.
No, I'm just playing. But look, so, real talk though, all right? I don't even know who to thank for this, you know? I just, thanks to all my friends for being real friends to me. How about that? If we're actually friends, you know, and you know all my friends know, I'll tell them I appreciate them all the time, especially being an only child. You know what I'm saying? My friends are my brothers. So, you know, this is a shout out to all the real ones out there, man. The Nico Freemans of the world, the Andre Gibsons of the world, the Chris Hubbards, the Justin Kings, the Chris Williams, Kevin Smith. Am I forgetting anybody? Stephanie Castro, that's a good friend. You know what? It's just, you know, when you sit back and really think about your friends, man, it's just like, all right, cool. Like, these people have been around, and you really can just randomly reach out to them for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about people you got your group chats with. You know, Digga, it's a good friend of mine, you know, even though he didn't show up to this podcast. Monkey, it's all good.
You're a monkey, man. I hope you hear this. You're a monkey.
But anyway, yeah, man. Rashid, it's my guy. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm telling you now, another thing about you know, God is funny, man. God works in a funny way, right? So me and Will, we don't talk a lot. We play the video game all the time, but we don't have, like, those serious man conversations often. But, man, when I tell you that, like, I have dreams about people. Man, look, I had a dream about this man. I texted him, and like 3 weeks later, he called me and was like, yo, this, and this happened, this, and this happened. And it's like, it's wild, man. You know, like, wild. It's wild how God utilizes your friends to tell you about your life, you know. But anywho, coming up on 45 minutes, I don't want to drag this on, you know. So I do appreciate you guys pulling up as usual, You know what I'm saying? It's always love here, especially for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to Marcus. Hey, that's another friend, right? Look at that. Got to do the shout outs. Shout out to Marcus Dover and BTC Apparel. If you're watching this, this is one of his shirts. Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? The Malcolm X shirt. You know, Malcolm X, my favorite civil rights leader. What is that thing? Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got to do my socials, man. The socials. All right. So, look, we back on Facebook, baby. We back. We bike. You know what I'm saying? We back on Facebook doing a damn thing. I had to get back on Facebook because, honestly, I can't promote without Facebook. It is what it is. I had a conversation with Chris Hubbard. That's my cousin, but he's like my brother, so he's like my best friend too. But yeah, Amber, what's up? They're married now. Haha, I hooked them up. Anyway, but yeah, I'm back on Facebook because, dude, when I tell y'all, like, bro, it's not even worth advertising on Twitter and Instagram like it was. Like, Facebook is beneficial as hell. Like, super beneficial. It's wild. But yeah, so you already know what it is, man. Radical Jack Movies on Facebook. Xavier Jackson on Facebook if you just want to see my regular page. Twitter _ Radical Jack. Also Twitter @ Jack This Tweet, both of them. IG Radical_Jack_Views. And that_man_x. So complicated, right? But anyway, send me your questions, your comments, your concerns, all that good stuff. Check me out on YouTube at Radical Jack's Views as well. And yeah, we out.
You know it. 9 to 5 Mac with the polo buck. Right. Cuban link on with the cheese piece. Right. Doing a mo-ho, I'm saying the least. Yeah. Need pussy and money, that's how I bring in the week. I'm talking Monday afternoon, now we're busting it down. I ain't making this up, I ain't fucking around. I'm in the valleys at the LA on my cell phone. Get the pussy, get the head, get the hell on.
Convict the felon with no right to bear on. Still I do, but carefully, I'm who they tell on.
Niggas watching, but we keep it going like the camera rolling and them people on us. You know it. Middle finger out the beamer like pop. One hand on my dick, one hand on my Glock. All gas, do the dash, I don't plan on stopping. Got a mouth full of gold, shirt off on pop.
Stay around with my nigga with a does habit. My other nigga drinking lean, got a pot belly. No, we ain't finna play no game, not at all pier. I hit your head long range like Paul Pierce. And drop a song, bitch, your head hear it all year.
And like it one thing clear, like it one thing straight. Can't straighten it, bitch, move shit up out the way. Put your hands in the air, bitch, show me what to say. You know it.
Friends.
Yeah.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
All that shit.
Everybody ain't your friends.
None of that shit.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friends.
Yeah. You already know what it is, man. Radical Jack's Views. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it, man. Y'all be safe.
Smitty on the track.